Tuesday is the City of Yuma general election. Six candidates are seeking three open seats on the City Council. The top three vote-getting candidates will be elected to the Council Tuesday and then start their term of office in January. At a recent candidate forum, KAWC spoke with five of the six candidates, asking them the same pair of questions to give city voters some insight into their candidacies. Going alphabetically among the participants, we hear first from Chris Morris. Morris describes himself as a local business owner in the construction field for the last 13 years.
Why do you want to be a member of the city council?
I've never been involved in politics. I've always been in construction, but I have a long background operating with construction budgets, and I think that that's something that needs to be brought to the table at the city council. So I told my wife, I said, if we don't get some more business-minded people up here, I'm going to throw my hat in the ring. And so that's exactly what happened.
What do you see as the single key issue or maybe combination of things that together make up the biggest issue?
I think the biggest issue comes down to the budget. And the reason I say the budget is what makes everything else happen. With the budget, we get public safety, our police and fire department that we need. With the budget, we could repair our roads. With the budget, we could put new CIP programs together and have more parks and more things for our youth to do. So all of these great things that we get all come out of the budget. And if we can maintain that budget and increase our revenues, keep our expenditures down, there's so much more that we could do here in Yuma.
Robert Scarborough says he's lived in the city of Yuma for over 30 years and that his family, together with his sister's family, own several businesses in the Yuma area.
Why is it you decided you wanted to run for city council?
To give something back to the community. I've been in business here for over 30 years and just had a great flock of customers and just love the community and just want to see it go in a direction where my kids continue, can be a place where they wouldn't have to move away from, where they can stay here and hopefully find opportunity.
Then the second question is the single biggest issue or combination of things creating an issue that you see as most important.
The single biggest issue is the finances of the city. If we continually overspend ourselves, this year we're dipping into the emergency funds another $3 million so we have a balanced budget. We cannot keep going down this path without putting fees and taxes higher and higher. To me, that's what drives a business away, not promotes it. I want to see a city that moves in a direction of holding the line on taxes and fees and trying to be more business friendly.
Mike Shelton is one of the two incumbents in the race. Before serving on the city council, he had past experience in the city administrator's office with Rural Metro Fire Department and in local education.
Why is it you decided to run for re-election?
I decided to run for re-election really as a continuation of my current term. I want to continue providing any kind of excellent leadership that the community has a right to have.
And what do you see as the single biggest issue or combination of issues?
Well, the single biggest issue is fixing our streets, which we must do so either by increasing the amount of highway user revenue funds or by taking some other measures that the city administrator is already looking at. But dealing with our streets is really overall the biggest issue.
Emily Ashoup is a longtime past member of the city council, serving one appointed term and five elected four-year terms.
Why is it that you're running for the city council? You've certainly served in the past. Why now?
The reason I'm running for council again is because I've been asked to do so by many people who want some stability coming back to the city council and into the city finances.
And then the second question is, what is the single biggest issue or combination of issues that you see?
The biggest issue that comes in conversation as I go around the community talking with people is their streets. They feel like the money has been drained off and the streets are not being taken care of. That is the number one concern.
Edward Thomas is the second incumbent council member. He came to Yuma while in the Marine Corps after serving a stint in the Army. Thomas settled down in Yuma after his military career.
Why is it that you're seeking another term?
Well, I want to be a part of the solution, not the problem. And I love serving and representing our people. That's just the bottom line of it.
What issue that's before the city right now do you see as the single most important, or maybe a combination of things that together are the single most important issue?
Well, there are combinations. You got roads. We need to address the sales tax issue. Do we only want property owners to pay for public safety, a service that everyone receives in our city? So are our taxpayers okay with that? Then we have to ensure, we have to address the misinformation, don't know where all that is coming from. They should be critical of their government, but at the same time, they need to ensure that they're getting correct information.
The council candidate who could not attend the forum was Jason Bradley. His biography says he began his career in Yuma in 2000 as a mental health counselor. He's since become a nurse and a full-time educator. He says he chose to run for city council, quote, to add to the collective strength of our greater good, unquote. He says ensuring balance, transparency, and thoughtful deliberations are imperatives for the office, and he would be a tireless advocate for issues that demand a voice. The polls will be open Tuesday from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. I'm Kim Johnson, KAWC News.